When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1146. The best fitness challenge you could ever take. Focus on what you can do. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey, happy Wednesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And every Wednesday, I like to share with you a little bit of inspiration. And today's quote is so perfect for what we're about to discuss. Let's see what you think. Quote, perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding the 20th. Jay Andrews. I mean, we're going to talk today about focusing on what you are able to do now and using that idea of perseverance to continue to improve yourself. But before I give everything away, let's go ahead and hear from today's author directly and start optimizing your life. The best fitness challenge you could ever take. Focus on what you can do. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Today, I present you with a challenge. It's a challenge I think everyone should accept, and I'm taking it too. Generally, I encourage my clients and you to focus and strive to achieve the look they want and not be obsessed with how much they weigh or any other number. This is an unfortunate trap many people, especially women, get stuck in for extended periods of time. Heck, I battled that for years myself, and it's a life-sucking situation. The scale is not the best indicator of your success, or sometimes the perceived lack thereof, as explained in a previous post titled, Stop Weighing on the Scale. However, in the challenge presented to you today, you're going to take this a step further in an even more positive and motivating direction. The challenge: focus on what your body can do and nothing else. Yes, it is really that simple. I think some elaboration on my part is in order to help you be super successful with this challenge. I don't want to leave the challenge at focus on what you can do without giving you some examples. Take this challenge for a minimum of 30 days. But the duration of a solid program would be even better, like for 60 or more days. How to tackle this challenge? Your challenge is to focus solely on what you can do and nothing else. Here are a few ideas to help you succeed. You can apply these tips to your current workouts. Focus on your performance. No matter what exercise or exercises you're doing, focus on your performance. Can you perform an extra rep this time? Can you add a little more weight to the bar? Can you improve your technique? Try to improve each and every week in some way. Remember, this doesn't mean you have to constantly add more weight to the bar. You can strive to perfect your technique or decrease rest periods. During your workouts, take the time to appreciate what you're doing. Acknowledge how far you've come. Be excited that you're getting closer to your goals. Be proud of your unique physical abilities. Set a goal to perform new or more challenging exercises. Maybe you want to learn some new exercises like the power lifts or strongman exercises. Or maybe you want to work out at home and have nothing but dumbbells. Perhaps you want to perform more advanced bodyweight exercises. Set a goal that gets you excited and go for it. I did this recently in my workouts and made it a goal to perform handstand push-ups. It was a fun and very rewarding challenge. Quick reminders and tips. Remember, this challenge is all about focusing on what you can do. I don't care if you're a beginner or if you're battling an injury. Even if you're only capable of doing elevated push-ups and bodyweight squats, it doesn't matter. You're able to do something, so be proud of it. Maybe you're nursing an injury and you can't perform the workouts or use the same weights you're accustomed to. I understand this can be a hit to your ego because I've battled several injuries myself, but don't dwell on it. Focus on what you can do and set new challenges that get you excited. For the duration of this challenge, focus on what you can do and nothing else. Not how you look or how many calories you're burning. Definitely do not get on the scale. Never at any point think, I wish I could do X exercise or anything similar. No matter where you are right now with your experience level, physical strength, or physique, focus on what you can do each and every workout. Great challenge expectations. This is a challenge I regularly take myself when my focus shifts in a negative direction. I've been in ruts where I focused too much on how I looked or even my weight. In the end, I was drained from being driven by what became negative motivators, and I would dread my workouts. I anticipate you'll discover some wonderful, positive things about yourself with this challenge. More often than not, people develop a greater sense of self-confidence and start to enjoy their workouts more than ever before. And many even discover they start liking their physique much more. By focusing on their performance, improved body composition just becomes a wonderful side effect. This truly is a win-win opportunity. Take the challenge. I can almost guarantee you won't regret it. You just listened to the post titled, The Best Fitness Challenge You Could Ever Take. Focus on What You Can Do by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I still remember back when I used to train beginner clients, you know, folks that hadn't ever followed any structured physical activity routine, they would often be fearful of trying any new exercise. They would be afraid to try performing a push-up or a chin-up or pull-up, even with assistance or modifications. I would tell them that these were the same fears I had when I first started out. But in order to get over these fears, I had to come to terms with, as Nia said, what I could do, even if it was simply acknowledging that I was able to get myself ready to work out that day. That was a win. I mean, think of all the steps that it takes just to show up to a workout. You have to find some precious time during the day to get in the workout, then change into your exercise clothes, mentally prepare for the challenge, fight the urge to want to crawl back into bed or lie back down on the couch, and then actually start to move your body. These steps are not easy. So if you were able to make it this far, you've already achieved one major goal. You showed up. This means you are absolutely capable of achieving the next one, whether it's performing just one push-up or one pull-up. And remember, this is coming from a guy that couldn't lift more than 65 pounds during his first bench press and certainly couldn't do a single pull-up. But when I started to focus on trying to improve just by one repetition, or adding just 1 pound to each repetition, just as Nia mentioned, I've turned both of these exercises into some of my strongest exercises. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.